Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how well do you know truth? Oh, yeah? Are you clear about truth? What is truth? Maybe there's a lot we believe that we're going to be changing. Maybe there's a lot that doesn't change. And to look at truth in the very deep ways, very exciting ways, is a man who I just met, but I've known about for a while, who I think has great skills. He's an innate healer, a spiritual guide, and an architect for the new human consciousness. So I love that. It's such an honor to talk with Ron D'Amico. Ron, welcome to Energy Stew.
Peter, thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity to connect with you today.
Well, so what's true? Well, let's look at truth on different levels, okay? Because let's think that there are some absolute truths that nobody can question, right?
Yep, very much so.
What does that represent?
Well, one of the easiest things first that we're beginning to recognize now is that we are energetic in nature. Science is progressively moving in the direction of what spirituality and the high-level practitioners of the time, whether we call them shaman, medicine people, whatever they were, they knew the absolute truth that we were spirit beings first and human beings second. That is a dynamic truth that is becoming undeniable, because as people progressively recognize that they are spirits having a human experience, it very quickly, and I'm not talking an intellectual recognition, I'm talking they begin to actually feel that. Because once that doorway begins to open within a person, there's certain things that just start to fade away. Certain fear patterns begin to release in people. When I bring that up to people, I literally can watch in their systems, but also feel there's like this sigh of relief. They may not be able to fully integrate it in, but once they hear, because something in them is searching for that absolute truth in life, they begin to settle into themselves more.
I think intellectually it's hard for people to grasp because they don't know anything else.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we're saying, no, you're a spiritual being. And it's like, well, I go to church or a temple or whatever. Is that what you mean? And, you know, but that's a different level of spirituality.
Yeah, that's where when we step into it from a religious perspective, we're looking at what I call a step in the process of remembering who we are. Because everything that we've engaged in, all the different teachings that we have created, are based on individuals that have walked this path to awakening and embodiment. And those individuals that have walked that path have found, as they shed all of the misperceptions of what it is to be a human being, they gain certain levels of clarity. As they recognize their relationship with their emotional body, in relationship to their feeling essence, in relationship to their human thoughts, and then what I call the ultimate knowing or the universal cosmic knowledge base. As they go through that process of clearing up everything they've ever been shown, taught, or everything they came in with, because something in them yearns for a higher knowing. And when I use the term knowing, it goes beyond knowledge. It's your cells, your energy systems just go, that's it. And you don't even have to fully know what it is, but everything in you goes, I don't know what that is, but I know there's something accurate about that.
I'm wondering how much of it is observed through self-observance, observation, I mean, and observing those loving people around us that we can connect to their souls. And so we see that it's not just a personality of someone we love, but it's really their soul. And what does it say about our souls?
That relationship you're talking about, it's I call it a dynamic dance of individuation with each other. It's the essence of where we see who they are based on how they know themselves to be. But then as we are really willing to go deeper, we get to recognize that behind what they think they are, we see something that starts to peek out. And because somewhere in us, we seek it for us, we start seeing it in others. And that begins to become the thing we're ultimately drawn to. We're drawn to that place within them that is just so clear, so clean, and so crisp that they want to focus on that. If I may, it's like with you. There is such a kind and gentle, compassionate understanding and acceptance in you that is active as a foundational truth. Mm-hmm. That is the draw for people with you.
And then I know that, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what you're saying, but you have a good heart.
Right. Because what you're doing at times is you're tapping in to the self beyond the self that they see about themselves. You're beginning to tap into that truth. Their system is registering it, but the mind can't grasp how to work with it or engage it. But the more, if they were more readily exposed to somebody like you, you yourself, or somebody like you, they would progressively begin to grasp through experiential openings an embodiment of those inner truths that begin to become the framework of the foundation of how they live. See, so when you start tapping into those truths, even if they can't intellectually get it, they're exposed to it, their system, if they're really drawn to it, will progressively begin to shed the different levels of holding around, or I call it binding or limitations, of matter-based truth.
Right.
Because we have that cosmic and we have that matter truth.
Right. But the cosmic, the whole idea of our relationships has to do with supporting our spiritual soul path, our journey. Right. And there's so much that, the reason I brought up love before was, and we might not necessarily think that way, but we behave that way with people who we really feel a deep attachment to. Mm-hmm. There's more than just a personality. It's a much deeper soul essence that we're attracted to.
Yes. You're feeling what I'm going to call their innate essence. Right. You know, at the beginning we were talking about their spirit essence, their spirit self. You're tapping into the raw nature of who they are. That is the foundation through which the physiology is generated. Because as they allow that to radiate, that true essence to radiate forward, their biology begins to become reflective of it. And the more they align with that innate nature, as you're saying, of who they are, you know, whatever their soul path may be, as they keep opening up more and more, releasing more of the limitations, more of the past life dynamics, more of the family lineage that's in their genomes that they were exposed to through, you know, just the energy dynamics of the family, you know, body language, voice intonations that they were exposed to. As they really focus beyond all of that information, they begin to see the essence of the person. And as a person allows themselves to focus more on that, still recognize everything else that they hear, see, and feel, but as they begin to tap more and more readily on that, that creates the opening for not only that person to bring more of that nature out, but then the other individual says, I want to meet you there. And they just innately start doing that.
Right. And I'm thinking of when we lose people.
Yeah.
That the loss is not just losing somebody's personality,
yeah,
but it's really a soul essence that we miss if they pass away, or somehow we can't connect with them as we would like to. There's something missing that's deeper than just, oh, that's just another person.
Well, it's that component where when they pass and we miss them, there's two things that I notice. I'm just going to tap into two of them right now. One of them is, if there is something incomplete with them that we did not fully share spirit to spirit through our physical lives and our physical forms, there is that missed opportunity with that individual to experience the raw nature of their beauty as spirit through their body. We missed that opportunity. That's what we feel as part of this.
Right.
Now, the other part is that because we are spirit having a human experience, yeah, we can connect with them on the other side, but we're here playing in this realm for this specific corporeal experience as a spirit, to have that exchange, to feel what it's like to take our infinite potentiality and funnel it through our physiology and share it one physical spirit to another physical spirit and have that joy and that excitement.
Exactly. And that's right. And that's what is vulnerable when we have that connection with people, right, that we don't want to lose that because it's so fulfilling to our spirit.
Right. Because that's the life path. It's, we are here to take that eternal nature and find incredibly unique and expansive ways of channeling it through this physiology, updating, upgrading, and evolving the physiology so that it can handle more and more of the potentiality that our spirit is.
I think that's very valuable. Everybody should be paying attention to this identification of who we truly are.
Yeah, because that makes all the difference in this particular world. It helps us put the reality of what we have created from a global dynamic and what life is. It helps us put it into proper perspective. It is reality. It's like you get stabbed with something, you're going to bleed. That's the reality. But the higher truth at that point is when we know, not knowledge, but embody who we truly are, that permeative quality of being poked and bleeding changes. Now, we don't know fully what that's going to look like, and I'm not going to discuss it because it'll get way too heady and confusing. But you begin to recognize who you are. You realize that we are here to have a human experience. We're not here to poke, prod, or destabilize people. We're here because we're in a power deficit. We're here to take the magnitude and the grandeur of what we are, not only elevate our ability to bring it through a physical form, but through that to help elevate everybody else to do the same.
I think this is what's driving our population nowadays, is to manifest this greater part of us, and that we're not just numbers and bodies. And, you know, we've been relegated to that in many ways currently. And yet what we want to proclaim is the greater nature of our souls.
Yes.
How our souls need to manifest in this life.
Exactly. And that's part of why we're watching right now. Look at the global stage. Every operating system is literally at the altar. I love calling it the altar because the altar is the place where our human spirit self places what is in this world. And it's in the presence of another individual that's willing to be honest about what's there, or the essence of pure source, God, whatever we choose to connect with it as. We look at it from a neutral standpoint. We see it for what it truly is. And then we gain clarity on how to make the adjustments to all the different systems so that everything levels itself out. In other words, everything within us is fluid. There is no longer a dynamic power struggle. There is nothing more than us knowing our full nature at some level and gaining clarity on how to bring that forth as cleanly, clearly and pristinely as we possibly can, and then gaining clarity through that expressive creative quality. Did I get it the way I wanted to bring it forth? Not did it make anybody else happy or not, not did it meet the expectations of having wealth, but did I bring the wealth of who I am and what I wanted to make manifest in form fully to the degree I was trying to? And if so, great. How can I do it even bigger? Just because that's our innate nature, not because I'm in a deficit of myself, but because my nature to continue to bring more of my full innate potential and infinite potentiality into this form, but crank it up ever more.
I think that's what we're going to be challenged with now moving forward, because we can't go back to the old understanding of ourselves. No. I don't know how to say it, but we've been locked down in ways that our souls are trying to free themselves in new creative ways, new opportunities. We have to build a world where we can manifest better in, but we don't really know that yet. Right now, we're just kind of climbing out of a dark hole.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we want to begin to show ourselves is that we can be there for each other to honor the pain that you carry, whether I'm directly or indirectly a causal agent or not is irrelevant. But am I willing to be fully present to allow you the space to fully permeate this world and literally dispel all of the pain that is just seething inside of you? Am I willing to be there for you to purge that, to cleanse, to purify, to find who you are, to realign yourself, and then just love you? And then as I purge my pain because of what I may realize I did do directly or indirectly, you're being there to witness me going through that as we elevate each other systematically.
So we're really going to be freeing each other to be more authentic.
Exactly.
In this coming time where we haven't been able to spread our wings. What we want to do is not only spread them, but wrap them around each other.
Absolutely. And we need to take our emotional palette, you know, because everything to me is just like a color palette. You know, we have the emotional palette, we have the feeling dynamics that we can experience, we have vocal expressive dynamics, and they're all palettes of creative expression. If we were to take the emotions and put them in their proper perspective and use them the right way, which is nothing more than creative expression, they're not meant to be interpretory tools. We use them to interpret in a situation that at hand, and that's not how they're designed to be used. They're meant to be nothing more than creative expressive tools. We use them as a way of taking the essence of what we wish to bring into this body, and we use them through body language, vocal expressions, facial expressions, the way we dress ourselves, whatever we do, it is part of that creative expressive process. And that's it. And then we use the feeling body, the spirit essence, to take in what that experience was for us. And as we do that, then we go, okay, I see where it was perfect. I can see where it needs to be tweaked, even though it was perfect, because that's the only way I knew how to do it. Ah, now I know how to do it. Right. And then you evolve to a higher plane of presentation and you bring it forth again. And every time we do that, because we've just elevated ourselves, we automatically begin to create this wake of momentum that just brings everybody that wants to along for the ride.
I think what you're talking about still needs to be experienced coming out of this time.
Absolutely.
You know, you're a prophet of where we're going and what we need when we're there to have these powers in us of understanding that will create the future. But right now, we're just grateful to get rid of the past if we can.
Exactly. And one of the ways that we can begin that process is, and I said this to people, watch everything you can, listen to everything you can, read everything you can based on what's going on. Listen to all the different dynamic viewpoints of everything. Feel what you need to feel. Get whatever's congested in you to breathe. Give it movement. Get it unstuck. Literally, purge it. As you give it movement and you're no longer afraid of what you're going to feel, it makes it easier for you to be in the presence of somebody else that hasn't gotten there. We now get to hold the space for somebody else to do what we just gave ourselves. We can call it lay witness to them. We can call holding a loving space. We can call it whatever we choose. But when we're not afraid of what we're going to feel by letting ourselves feel everything we can access, we're no longer a prisoner to the social dynamics that are at hand. Because our feeling body and the fear of what we're going to feel is our crippling agent. Once we are free of that crippling, that limitation, it is easier for us to navigate through life because we are not afraid of what we feel.
But we're going to want to be free of it because of what we've been through.
Yes.
And there is a quickening on this planet.
Yes.
Our consciousness is rising. So there's more and more opportunity to be clear and to see ourselves in these dynamic ways that you're describing. So what you really are telling us is where we're headed, you know, not necessarily where we're at right now, because to try to identify what you're saying in the present moment, I think we're not there yet. I think we're coming into that where we're going to be challenged to be more authentic. And what does authenticity mean? You know, yeah. What is the truth of our beingness, our soul, our purpose, our and the ways that we do it all together and what we each bring to it is going to be challenged in newer and different ways that can only be experienced by having heard what you've said in terms of interpreting our uniqueness, our drive and our soul desire in more powerful, dynamic ways.
Absolutely. And with what you're talking about, this is why when I do this with people, I will talk about these truths of where we're going and where we have the potential to go. Because you've said it, it's which you didn't say it this way, but it's like we're running around chasing our tails. We don't know which way to go. And most cases we're grasping at straws because we don't have an active memory, not intellectual, but energetic memory of what that state of existence is.
Right, it's new.
Right. In the form that we're taking, it's very new. Right. So that's why when I do this with people, I open up that GPS locator. You know how it's like you got a GPS in your car and where's your destination? You have to put the coordinates in or the address so you know where you're going. When I do this with people, that's what I awaken in them, that GPS locator.
Love that.
So they can begin to feel the vibrational essence of what they're going to awaken to. And at that point, if they've chosen that, every step they take, nonlinear progressive, but positionally progressive, meaning we can start here and we go nonlinear. It could be 50 steps backwards. Where you're going is irrelevant. You're going to go where you need to awaken yourself to that next step. But your GPS endpoint, which is embodiment, is what is driving what your next steps are.
Because
your spirit knows that exactly. And that's what this process is for people. That's what I awaken in them. And that's what we're all searching for, because we're searching to feel who's got that code that we can open up and then I can just start following it.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
And right. And I'm glad that you have some codes.
I'll tell you, it's just something that's always been there for me because it's always made sense. You know, it's like the aging process, because before you and I started, we were talking about age. And I knew at 8 years old, it was one of those things where I just knew we could live well into our hundreds. I had no idea why I knew that, but I just woke up one day at 8 years old, and I'm like, why do I think we can live longer than I'm here?
Wasn't that 130 years ago?
Yeah, it was actually. Thank you for sharing that. I am far older than I look. That was cute. But it's, and periodically, I'll just wake up out of nowhere with no forethought and going, oh, wow, we can actually live that long. And now you're starting to hear science say that they're realizing this biology doesn't have to wear out at the rate that it does.
Right. No, we can definitely live in well over 100, and there are new discoveries in science that are giving us that opportunity. But it's also great to find our wholeness and our greater purpose and be true to our soul in that journey.
Well, we must, because science is only uncovering the innate knowledge of truth. That's all it's doing. It's literally exposing what is truth. They think they're discovering, and all they're doing is uncovering the archaeological truth that was never fully embodied.
Right. So new science is really breakthrough science that holds the whole picture rather than just the chemistry or whatever.
Right. And as they play with it from their scientific perspective, as us that live where we live in that dynamic essence of our spirit self and in search of how to more fully embody that, we start exploring and exposing ways of seeing the quote unquote God within us with greater detail, with science going, yeah, it's this, and spirit's going, yeah, and our you know, spiritual self goes, yeah, we've been talking about that all along. Yeah, but this is what it is. Yeah, but this is how it lays out. You're right, but it's much bigger than you think it is.
Learning the new journey that we're on, with the details being quite a bit transformational now.
Absolutely.
So, Ron D'Amico, how do people reach you?
They could reach me through my website, and it's ron-damico, damico.com. They can also call my office line at 860-358-9272.
You're in Connecticut, right?
I am in Connecticut, but 99% of my client base is all over the globe, and
sure,
it's all remote.
I understand. We have Zoom now.
Yeah.
Right. Ron, thanks so much for being a guest on Energy Stewards. Great talking with you.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Steward, PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.